Harker groaned and said, "And this is all arrayed against my darling. But how is he experimenting? The knowledge may help us to defeat him."
"He has, all along since his coming, been trying his power. Slowly but surely, that big child brain of his is working. Well, for us, it is as yet a child brain. For had he dared, at the first, so to attempt certain things, he would long ago have been beyond our power. However, he means to succeed, and the man who has centuries before him can afford to wait and go slow. Festina lenti may well be his motto."
"I fail to understand," said Harker wearily. "Oh, do be more plain to me. Perhaps grief and trouble are dulling my brain."
The professor laid his hand tenderly on his shoulder as he spoke.
"Ah, my child, I will be plain. Do you not see how of late this monster has been creeping into knowledge experimentally? How he has been making use of the zoophagus patient to effect his entry into friend John's home? For your vampire, though in all afterwards he can come when and how he will, must at the first make entry only when asked thereto by an inmate. But these are not his most important experiments. Do we not see how at the first all these so great boxes were moved by others? He knew not then, but that must be so. But all the time that so great child brain of his was growing, and he began to consider whether he might not himself move the box. So he began to help, and then, when he found that this be all right, he tried to move them all alone. And so he progress, and he scatter these graves of him, and none but he know where they are hidden. He may have intend to bury them deep in the ground, so that he only use them in the night, or at such time as he can change his form, they do him equal well. And none may know these are his hiding place. But, my child, do not despair. This knowledge come to him just too late. Already, all of his lairs but one be sterilized as for him. And before the sunset, this shall be so. Then he have no place where he can move and hide. I delayed this morning, that so we might be sure. Is there not more at stake for us and for him? Then why we not be even more careful than him? By my clock it is 1 hour, and already, if all be well, Arthur and Quincy are on their way to us. Today is our day, and we must go sure, if slow, and lose no chance. See, there are 5 of us when those absent ones return.